Neil Johnson. I'm the director of global sales for MGM Resorts, assigned to esports. So as your host, welcome to Las Vegas, welcome to MGM Resorts, and welcome to MGM Grand. I wanted to take the time, just kind of while I've got you guys' attention, just to kind of talk about MGM Resorts and who we are as a snapshot. So as you can see right here from this snapshot, we are more than just a collection of hotels. And in fact, of our 77,000 employees that work for the company, nobody would consider themselves an employee of a hotel company. We are employees of an entertainment and hospitality company. And this right here, snapshot, is what makes us so different. When you take a look at this, we have 27 hotels and resorts, many of which are iconic that you guys know and have frequented and visited a lot. A total of 48,000 hotel rooms. In fact, we own the whole left side of the strip, except for Caesars Palace and the Cosmopolitan. But what makes us much more than just a hotel company is the shopping, dining, and entertainment that we bring to all the casinos and venues that we reach. So you see that we've got 470 food outlets, 22 combined theaters and showrooms, 3 arenas, 3.9 million square feet of convention and exhibit space. Then some other information about our company, a Fortune 500 company, traded on New York Stock Exchange, and some of our databases. In terms of like the hotels that we do have, a lot of them are iconic, and so there's a kind of a portfolio, if you will, right here. I know when I travel the country or travel the world, a lot of people know about our properties, but they don't know that they're all collected under one roof. Bellagio, Aria, MGM Grand, we're at right now, Mandalay Bay. And then we also have 6 properties outside of Las Vegas, Beau Rivage, Borgata Atlantic City, MGM Grand Detroit, we just opened up MGM National Harbor outside of D.C., and a couple of international ones as YouTube Gaming Kingdom was talking about. Not everything is domestic. So we've got MGM Macau, we've got Bellagio Shanghai, and in 2025 we're going to open up an MGM Grand Dubai. But looking at in terms of like the shopping and dining and retail, just a couple of quick snapshots in terms of what we do, the volumes that we move, and the numbers that we kind of produce. We've got 300 stores doing $170 million in retail with high-end. This right here is a picture of Crystals, which we unfortunately just recently sold, but just kind of a snapshot of kind of what's going on in terms of the shopping. With the food and beverage, over 400 distinct food and beverage outlets, $1.8 billion in food and beverage revenues, and 20,000 of our 77,000 employees are here, and we do over 2 million, over 33 million covers a year, so it kind of shows the volume. And then looking at entertainment, and this is where I think we begin to definitely separate ourselves, not only from other destinations, but within other properties here in Las Vegas with the entertainment. 21 live entertainment venues, 6,000 live events, broken down into concerts, residencies, special events, non-ticketed events. But then we are pretty much synonymous with sports and entertainment. A lot of people know what we do in terms of boxing and UFC. But this past year, we also were in our second year of T-Mobile Arena, and we're the home of the Vegas Golden Knights. Which went to the Stanley Cup Finals in our first year. And then we are also the home of the WNBA Aces, and we just hosted the WNBA All-Star
game. Actually, in the league.
But another thing that I want to kind of touch upon that I think really kind of shows the diversity in terms of who we are is that when the Supreme Court overturned the ruling that you can't have sports gambling domestically, this allowed all the other organizations, pro sports leagues, to get into sports betting. So we are the official sports betting partner of the WNBA, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Soccer, and a couple more coming on. And just one note on that, we just recently announced a partnership with Buffalo Wild Wings. In all the states that allow for sports betting, you can go into a Buffalo Wild Wing and you can enhance your viewing experience by betting on the games live through our technology. So, and then in terms of what brings us all here, esports. We've been in this space since 2015. Annually, we host Evo, Fighting Game Championship at Mandalay Bay. Also here at MGM Grand, we host the DreamHack Masters, which is a CSGO event. You can see some of the group stage picturing right there on the screen. Additionally, we host the Major League Gaming's Vegas Open. This is a Call of Duty, and they actually have a stage of Overwatch before Overwatch kind of developed into a franchise league. Also, we hosted Rocket League in the picture on the bottom left at our property in DC, along with our folks from Twitch and Psyonix. So we've been in this space for a while, and so one of the things that we wanted to do, in addition to hosting events, is that beyond it, we wanted to kind of move in towards some of that content creation and have a little more our hands in the mix in terms of what's going on, what's being developed. So we've done it in a nightclub at the Luxor, 30,000 square feet. We brought in Allied Esports Arena, and now they named it for the name rights, HyperX Esports Arena. And here we have Friday Night Frags. We posted League of Legends All-Star, Capcom Cup, and Ninja Vegas right before he really blew up. Also, we have a smaller studio at our Aria property, the CSC Games, Poker Go Studios. And through the World Series of Esports, you see a lot of the titles that they have monthly, exhibitions and concerts and performances, and sorry about that, concerts. But you can see at MGM Resorts International, we're all about entertainment. We're all about providing that show. And so we think that that's how we're going to move the needle in terms of our entertainment in this space. So sit back, relax, and watch our video. Welcome to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.